system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
If you can hear my voice on the radio, Window World will come out and give you a free in-home estimate. Window World Windows, started by two North County guys who met in college, and they have grown Window World into the number one remodeler in Missouri and the number 36 nationwide by Qualified Remodeler Magazine. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800, 0% financing through January 2014. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800 or windowworldst.com.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
And now, the feature so many of our listeners wait for each day.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon. Welcome aboard. It's a lot. You know what you didn't do, Dan?
What's that?
You had one job.
Oh, he said couldn't make it today.
He can't make it.
Yeah, I told you.
Now let me tell you something. We're talking about Cedric, the shoeshine guy. Cedric's gotten a little bit of a star attitude, and now he's calling the shots when he wants to come in. And he goes, I want to come in Wednesday. Well, now it's Wednesday, and now he's too busy to come in.
He said he has too many shoes over there.
You know why?
Well, that's good.
Because
he's
of
on
us.
Our show.
You don't bite the hand that feeds you.
No.
Now, we are the reason the shoe business is so good. He can't hear me, can he?
I don't know.
Can you hear me, Cedric? No, he can't hear me.
He said,
over there shining shoes.
He said, maybe tomorrow.
No, you have to explain to him. He doesn't set the schedule.
I know.
For the show.
Well, it's funny. Yesterday, you said you were walking down the hall, and he goes, I think I'm available tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll be in Wednesday.
I said, Cedric, how are you? I walk in. He goes, I'm available tomorrow to be on the air. Okay. He's setting his own schedule. You know, we make people successful and famous, and they just, you give them an inch, they take a mile.
Yep.
I made that up. I hope you like it.
Wow.
So here we are, I should have made a note of the name of the person that emailed this to me, but he says, Frank, I can only imagine what a special show you must have planned for today, because today is, now wait a minute.
Hmm?
Uh-oh, it's actually tomorrow.
What is it?
It's tomorrow. It's not
tomorrow's show.
Oh,
here's what we have to do. You see it?
Yep.
We have 24 hours to prepare the show of all shows for 10, 11, 12.
Whoa.
Yeah, which is tomorrow. 10, 11, 12. We'll have something really spectacular for you. You can count on it. Burke segment, anything? Anybody?
You know what?
While you think of anything, if you have anything, I will tell you that yesterday, now let me start by reminding people that in the last couple of years, there have been legitimate confirmed sightings by the Missouri Department of Conservation of bears and wildcats, like leopards, cougars, that kind of thing. That's the truth. It's like over 100 cougars. Yesterday, I am in my yard, and I'm about 30 feet from the house, from the garage. And I look up, and from the front of my house running around the corner back into the woods was something that I couldn't even identify.
Ooh.
It wasn't like Sasquatch or something like that, Bigfoot. It was small, but I could, it's, look, yeah, it didn't make a noise. But I am in the woods, and I see everything. Every day, I see owls, I see raccoons, I see possums, I see turkey.
Dead people?
No, I don't see dead people. I see turkeys, deer. Oh, my goodness, deer. I could not identify this thing. Now, I told you I saw a bear on Highway 100. I was going west on 100. I'm not kidding. I saw a black bear.
Mm.
And it wasn't, I'm not a drinker. I've never had a DWI. I wasn't intoxicated. I saw a bear. So yesterday, this
was
this
thing
a small,
on four legs?
Yes. And it was a small thing.
Fox?
Like, no. I know what a fox looks like. This looked like a baby cougar or some kind of
so
wild
a cat,
yes
some
it
kind
was
of cat.
Very cat-like, and it was so fast, and it wasn't somebody's cat. It didn't look like that kind of cat. It had a lot of hair, and I don't know.
I ran
around to try to see, and it was gone. I mean, this thing like was vanished. So I may have a bobcat hanging around my house, which means I will be having my wife take the trash to the road.
Throw a bunch of extra meat scraps in the trash bag, too.
I'll smear meat on it, on the barrel, and I'll go, you know what? My back is acting up. Can you take the trash barrel up to the street? It'll be fine. Don't worry. And then a big, cat will lunge and jump on her or something. Burke segment, nothing?
No.
You people
I don't have any notes.
Yeah, I don't have anything.
Such losers. We could go to the phones. Let's do that. Let's go to the phones, and then we got some stuff. I got a Dear Abby column that is very disturbing, and Peon gave it to me, and I got to tell you something. I'm disturbed by Abby's response to this column. The other thing we might do today is because it is an election year, and you, as you get older, you either never knew it or you forget most of the basic things that you were supposed to know about this country. So I have some fifth grade questions for you. We have a couple of prizes. Nothing, you know, real expensive or elaborate, but hey, a prize is a prize. 314, we'll do that later. 314-969-KTRS or toll free 888-550-KTRS. There's a group, and I read this article the other day. And this comes up every few years, this conversion therapy, where they claim they can take gay people and they'll take them in, and they have a course. And then you come out and you won't be gay anymore. Maybe we'll talk about that later, too, because I'm here to tell you, based on somebody I know very, very well, who's very, very gay, and if you ask gay people, that's the biggest joke in the world. And the best way it was explained to me was, he said it would be like if you went into a facility and they were going to turn you homosexual. In other words, when you came out, you wouldn't like to look at women. He said, it's exactly the same. And I said, well, that's impossible. He said, well, I rest my case. It's impossible for us to. You're not going to put us in a program, and we come out, oh, we don't like guys anymore.
And I don't like the fact that it's usually tied to a religion that tries to do it, too.
Oh, yeah. It's almost always some evangelical Christian thing. Let's talk to Bullet. Hello, Bullet.
Hello, Frank AM and the PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. All right, I got two things.
All right.
I got a joke request.
Okay.
And it's the three guys that get captured by cannibals, and they're going to eat them, and they're going to use their skins for canoes.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that one?
Yes, I do, and it has a fork in it.
Yeah.
And the reason I don't tell that joke is because for it to really be effective, you really do need one powerful word, and it starts with an F. And I tried to tell it without that word, and it's just not the same.
But I
know the joke. It's a good joke.
Okay, and then Peon.
Yes, sir.
Do you ever have dreams about running the board in your sleep or when you're talking to someone and they say anyway or whatever? Do you actually kind of visualize hitting one of the buttons?
That's a good question.
Oh, yeah. I do have dreams, and not really with anyway or anything like this, but I have a recurring dream where for some reason I'm in a different location than everybody else. I'm running the board remotely, And the system that I use to run the commercials is different than what I'm used to. And once a commercial ends, it's dead air, and I'm struggling to get another commercial in there, and it's over and over and over again, just panic of dead air. So, yes, I have that dream a lot.
That's a very good question.
Yeah, you never miss a beat on hardly anything ever.
Well, he's not that good.
Well,
let's not go crazy.
That's true, but thank you.
Well, it's not like I'm giving Dan kudos or anything,
because,
you know.
Because you can't.
Yeah.
Because you can't. It's impossible.
Good grief.
What else you got, Bullet?
That's it.
That's a good name. Why do they call you that?
That's just a nickname I've had. It's my CB handle. I've had it for, going on 30 years, I guess.
I like it.
All right, thanks, Frank. Oh, can I say hi to Karen?
Sure, go ahead.
Hi, Karen.
She could be out there listening.
Yeah, you're way behind. Thank you, Bullet.
All right, thank you.
And I got to tell you something, and we'll get back to the calls. I do have radio dreams, but my dreams are kind of like yours. They're never here.
No.
I'm always in a strange town, and I've taken a radio job, and it's always a little dumpy, nothing, crappy little small market station. And I don't know the people I'm on the air with, and it's never good.
No,
mine
is always panic. And you guys are still on the show, but you are in a different place, and I'm by myself with the equipment. And it's always, yeah, not good.
It tells me that subconsciously you think you're better than we are, and you don't. You
know,
no. And we don't belong in the room with you. Wow, we got a lot of phone calls. Let me throw the numbers out anyway. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. And here is Dan. Hello, Dan.
How you doing, Frank?
Doing great. How are you?
Good, good, good. I was wondering if you guys were going to start doing the questions.
Start doing what questions?
Oh, for the prize.
Well, I mean, we weren't now, but I mean, I can throw one at you if you want, and then hang on here because we got to come up with some prizes. Dan's on the phone. Dan, what do we have? Like pizza or something? I give you a Westport car wash and a certificate, gift certificate to Stefanina's. What else do we have?
That's enough. We have a couple different other food places.
Unplugged my headphones.
I tell you what, if you get three of these questions right, did you go through fifth grade?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, it's important because these are fifth grade questions, and these are actually right out of a fifth grade teacher's, test booklet. So if you can get three of these, all three, we will get you something to eat, we'll get your car clean, and maybe we'll throw something else
in there. We'll throw in a Stefanina's Pizzeria restaurant with four locations.
Westport Car Wash.
Yeah, Westport Car Wash. How about a Fratelli's Ristorante?
Oh, you'll be well fed. That's two great places to eat there.
That sounds great.
Do we have any mugs? Do we have any, like, Mark Harris mugs? Or
no, we don't. Okay. I think they threw those away.
You'll have to settle for a clean car and two meals, okay? All right, Columbus, we just celebrated the most ridiculous holiday that we have, Columbus Day. What were the names of the three boats?
The Nina, the Santa Maria, and
Pinta. I'm sorry?
Pinta.
The Pinta.
Nice. Well, close enough. The Pinta and the Santa Maria. All right, you're a third of the way there. All right. What is the highest mountain in the world?
Oh.
No hurry.
Mount Everest.
You're two-thirds of the way there. Now, let me ask you a question. Tell the truth. Are you at a computer?
No, I'm driving in my truck, actually. Right.
Okay, good. Last and not least, what is the longest river in the United States? He's at a computer.
I want to say the Missouri.
You're at a computer.
Yeah.
I'm driving in my truck, home from work.
Honk your horn.
Yeah, honk the horn.
I'm just past St. Anthony's Hospital on 21.
I didn't hear a horn. Honk your horn. Prove you're in a truck.
You hear it?
No, do it again. I heard
it.
Now we believe you. Sorry, but we have to assume that our listeners are liars until they prove otherwise. Congratulations. It is the Missouri River.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, the reason that I thought you wouldn't get that is because I'm sitting here before the show, and I'm throwing some of these at Peon, and I said, what's the longest river in the United States? And I didn't have the answer. So he looks it up. I would have never guessed the Missouri River.
No.
I would have said Mississippi.
I was thinking Mississippi, but then I thought, no, I've heard that somewhere before. It might have been in fifth grade.
No, it's it's the Mississippi is the second longest river. I'd have never. Okay. Hey, hang on. Dan's going to get some information. We got some stuff for him. Thank you very much, Dan.
Thank you.
And you see, kids, it pays to stay at least through the fifth grade.
We need to
ask. Had he dropped out in the fourth grade, he'd never gotten
the third longest river. Now, that's a tough one.
And what was it?
It was the Yukon.
Yeah.
Never would have guessed that.
Not in a million years. Let's go to Greg. Hello, Greg.
Hey, how's everything today?
Everything is great today, Greg. What's on your mind?
You know, I was going to send you an email, but I'm too lazy to do that, so I figured I'd phone you instead.
No, I'm the same way. This is a lot quicker than texting
an email. Yeah, I figured I'd do it Frank's way.
Yeah, I like the phone. So what do you got?
You know, at the end of last night's show, I was thinking, since you're going through some format changes, you're looking for a new babe and all.
Actually, we're going through no format changes.
Well, you know, you're going through a little change with the babe, with the new babe thing.
It's minimal.
Well, you know, it's not so minimal to us guys out here who, you know, who sometimes like her input.
Okay. Well, it'll be replaced just as it was before.
Sorry.
She was someone's replacement. And the person before her was someone's replacement, so there'll be another replacement.
I don't know if I listened to who was before Karen, but my point is, yesterday, Mike, I really like Mike Evans. He's one of my favorite things of the show. In fact, if I'm not away from a radio, I try to get to the radio around 5:30 because I really like to hear Mike Evans. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Maybe it's because he's irritable, and I like the guy.
We can never let this get back to him.
That's a good description.
That you like
him. Yeah, don't mention anything about this. But
no.
Yesterday, I know he was a little cut short because of time and things.
Right.
And then one of the things that's part of the ending is that ending.
Yeah.
And I was just going to throw it out there. Like I said, I was shooting an email, but since I'm on the phone, it's... Maybe if you could maybe make a little shorter ending, we could have a little more Mike Evans.
We tried that one time, and people got mad because they liked the close, the ending of the show.
Really?
And we don't always get to the whole ending of the show. Sometimes we just have to take a top of the hour and say goodbye. But that's my fault, because if we're doing something, it's going well, we get a lot of phone calls.
I know.
I don't like to cut it short. And Mike's stuff, to be honest, usually can be cut in half, and he can get about the same amount of stuff in. He just has to... cut out a couple of extraneous comments. But I get it, and I appreciate the feedback.
All right, just throwing it out there. I love the show, AM and the PM. Right. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
All right,
here comes Sean. Hello, Sean.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, Frank. Good. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
All right.
Real quick, I just wanted to say something you might really enjoy. You talk about those animals that you're seeing behind your house. You might think about getting you a deer camera, and they make these things now. Where they, you know, they're in color, and you can even take a video of them.
Motion.
Play it on your, it's, you know, with motion, and then you can play it on your computer, and you can see it later.
Yeah, and that would actually be even better at night with a night vision camera, because I see in the day, there's not much I don't see during the day. It's like living in the zoo. But this was weird. This was something I could not identify, and I've had one wild cat in my yard. I don't know that it would be considered officially a bobcat, cougar, that kind of thing. But this thing, and man, was he fast. And he didn't give me about 2 seconds to look at him, and he was gone deep in the woods. So camera's a good idea.
Yeah. All right.
Appreciate
enjoy.
It. All right, thank you, Sean. John Londoff is right here. And, John, I got your email. And I want to just share it with everybody, if you don't mind. And even if you do mind.
No, that's great.
I'm going to do it anyway. Listen to this. I know that technology today allows us to Skype people, and, you know, somebody can listen to this show halfway around the world. But it still kind of blows me away when I see something like this. Here's an email that came to John Londoff, and he forwarded it to me from a guy named Jeff Stevens. And it says, Johnny, I'm AM in the PM. And am looking for a hockey platoon sponsor. We are near Kandahar. We have a player's rink, little time, no sticks, looking for a hockey platoon sponsor. We don't have a puck, ball, sticks, trying different ways to get hockey gear, and nothing has panned out. If you can help, great. If not, still great. Thank you, Sergeant Jeff Stevens in Afghanistan.
Ooh.
And John writes him back and says, Sergeant Stevens, sorry it took me so long to get back regarding the hockey equipment so that you can play in Afghanistan. Since you are AM in the PM and you're a great guy and a great soldier, please send me more information. How many players do you have? Do you need skates? Do you need sticks? Helmets, pads? What do you need? Send me a picture of the rink. Some of the guys at the rink. We'll put it on our Facebook page. Thank you for all you're doing for keeping us safe. John Londoff. How about that? Huh? How about a guy go in Afghanistan, going to a computer, saying he's AM and the PM, and shooting you a hockey email? That's pretty cool.
And what he did say was like, you know, hey, even if there's nothing you can do, you know,
still great. Now, I love that part. He says, if you can help, great, and if you can't, still great.
Unbelievable.
Good attitude.
Huh? Yeah, we are very, very lucky in this country. Now, for so many things, but.
So here's what I'm thinking: if we could sell like 10 extra vehicles, we could probably outfit this guy with some stuff.
Yeah.
So that's
we're already planning to send some stuff. Working with you know, Kelly Chase and Bruce Affleck with the Blues organization, and
I think you ought to deliver it to Afghanistan. Hop a cargo plane out of Scott Air Force Base.
Yep.
Put the hockey stuff on it. And go over there personally and hand it to
him. Put a parachute on a big old Suburban.
Ooh, and you jump out. You drop the stuff first, and then you jump behind it, and there you land.
Hey, I've always wanted to jump out of a plane. I really have.
Well, I've done it.
You have?
Yes. And I don't.
How many times?
Just once.
That was enough?
That was enough. And it was exhilarating, but it scared me to death. I don't know that I could do it again. I think when I get done.
My fear is that I will absolutely love it so much, I'll have to do it often.
Well, you'll get addicted to
it. That happens to people. They mean to jump once, and they end up jumping like 600 times. But it's...
600 is a little extreme.
No, it's not. There are guys that have jumped 5,000, 6,000 times.
Well, that's not going to be me.
I'll never forget. I jumped in Sparta, Illinois, man, I can't tell the story because there's a word in the story that I can't repeat. But I'll try to tell it anyway. I asked the dumbest question a person could ask. We had a ground school and the jump master, and we're going through everything again at the last minute before we go up to jump. And they run, you jump off a thing and you land and they tell you how to roll, and then they talk about the reserve chute. And they say all the things that can happen to your main chute. It cannot deploy at all. It can get tangled. It can become this. It can become that. And then they show you how to cut away, break away from the main chute. And now you're falling and you need your reserve chute. And I asked this guy, this is the dumbest question in the world. He said, does anybody have any questions? And after all the other questions, I said, what happens if you go for the reserve chute and it doesn't work? And he said, what? And I said, main chute malfunctions, and the reserve chute doesn't work. And he said, well, you're effed.
Pretty much sums it up.
And I think that's probably about it. Yep.
I think he's probably pretty correct. I mean, there's nothing else you're going to do. How about the guy that was going to jump?
123,000 feet.
Oh, yes. It was amazing.
And twice he's had to.
Speeds up to... maybe 700 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's
out of his mind.
How can your body handle
Well, he's
that?
In a pressurized
suit.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, you could never.
I think he would still have, he would not have made it. I don't think he could have survived that.
I think he will. I think he will.
Well, he didn't do it.
Well, he said to postpone it twice because of wind. But how about that balloon he's going up in?
Oh,
you see the size of that thing? It's like a 15-story building or something. I mean, it's huge. And then that takes him up, and I think
there's a
space capsule that used to land in the ocean.
We were talking about that here. We're like, why?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's my thought.
There's so many other things you could do right now in the world. I don't even get where the money comes from for that.
Well, it comes from the
Red Bull
Energy people. They're paying for the whole thing.
Wow. Boy, there's a lot of things they could do with that money for a charity.
But you know what? The Richard Bransons of the world. Who was that guy that bought it in a little plane? What was that guy?
Steve Fawcett.
Like that. They are just not content to be billionaires. They got to do something crazy.
How about that? I don't know the name of the guy that invented the Segway.
No, he died on a Segway.
He went off a cliff on a Segway.
Yeah. Demonstrating
I mean, it's sad,
the...
But it's like...
It's sad,
you know,
but funny.
The guy that designed it and developed it and invented it would know how to ride it.
Went over, he had an off-road version of the Segway. He was demonstrating it in the mountains, like in Colorado or something. And I could, hey, look what it can do on a rocky cliff.
I think it was on his own property, I think, even. Yeah.
On the cliff.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's not good.
Not good. Did you ever ride a Segway?
No.
If you ever get a chance, and there are places you can rent them, it is an absolute hoot. You got
Let me help you with something. I've tried a few times.
No, it takes 20 to 30 minutes. You can't just get on it.
Amy Lawn, though, we have to walk. I wore out a new pair of shoes in Washington, D.C. last summer. We walked and walked and walked and walked. I mean, every day.
Well, this is not about replacing walking. This is just... You need to. Everybody should get a chance to ride a Segway. It is so much fun, and but it takes a good half hour.
And they do them as tours too. It's a lot in certain cities.
You can cover.
You get
more
to
ground.
See a lot more stuff. Yeah,
but it takes about a half hour to really master it. But once you really get it, man, is it fun!
Now, but you have to master your balance.
No, it's a gyro system. It balances for you, but you have to adjust to the fact that you don't have to balance because you, by nature, are trying to balance it, and you don't have to do that.
And the way you turn and everything is
then lean.
The way you
stuff.
Lean, it goes.
So you guys have all done a Segway?
Yes. Oh, we had one here for about a week, and I took it home for 3 or 4 days. My boys went crazy. We loved it.
We drove
now
it around.
Now you got me thinking.
No, you got to try one. They're a hoot.
Maybe you could do what's even. More fun than a Segway.
What?
That's a Chevy.
Oh,
a lot more fun.
Well, more practical.
You have four wheels. And your balance still needs to be pretty good because you don't want to get out of one and fall off, fall down and do a face plant.
And for the price of two Segways, you can have a brand new Chevy Spark.
Chevy Spark 10.9.
There you go.
Wow.
Chevy Spark. Unbelievable. Chevy Cruze, only 14.9. We're crazy, absolutely crazy, 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 crazy. $10,000, that's 10,000 American dollars off of Chevy Silverado extended cab and crew cabs. And Chevy regular cab work trucks, only 15.5. Can I tell you what?
What?
Well, we've got about 60 Traverses in stock, $5,000 off.
There you go.
And if it's a, I think we have one or two down demonstrators, take another $2,000.
What are they demonstrating? They don't like the way you run your business? What are they?
No, they're demonstrators.
Oh, not people with the cards and signs. I get it.
Oh, yeah, I see. I get where you're coming from.
Oh, I don't think he liked it.
When I was a kid, that was
funny, really.
That was a big word when I was a kid, was a demonstrator for a car, because my dad... His dream was to be able to afford, because he had a friend who always bought he would only buy demonstrator. And that word, I used to hear that word all the time, because our neighbor would say, well, I'm going down to the dealer. They got a couple of demonstrators they call me about. And that was his thing. He always bought a demonstrator because he just felt like the bugs and kinks were out. There are no bugs and kinks to work out anymore. Do you remember when you'd buy a car and it had a break-in period?
Break-in period, like, yeah.
You couldn't drive more than 50 miles an hour for 500 miles or something? Those days are over.
That's really pretty funny. Now, there's no break-in period.
No.
They are these cars are designed. They're really unbelievable. Pretty exciting. Exciting, exciting, exciting. And you should come and look at one. Come and buy one tonight. This weather is this is just gorgeous.
No.
Gorgeous stuff. Cards are winning right now. Last time I checked, 8-0. So we're going to be open late tonight, Frank.
That's right.
I mean, late.
Wednesday.
We'll be here late. I don't think they got out of here Monday until after 10 o'clock. So that means if you want to come in, we're open until 9, 9:30. If you want to come in at 8 o'clock, that's the earliest you can get here. We will be here for you, okay? And if there's ever anything that you want to talk to me about, whether it's a car or anything else, my email address is pretty easy. It's LawnDoffJR@LawnDoff.com. I get a lot of great emails, from the listeners, and I just really enjoy meeting them, talking to them, because they're all funny people. They really enjoy life. They enjoy laughing, and they enjoy getting to meet me and the wonderful people, the teammates of mine here at Johnny Lawn Dop Chevrolet in beautiful Florissant, Missouri. Numbers 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800. 800, Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit, 24/7/365 at lawndoff.com. That's LONDOFF.com.
As always, we are sending them even as we speak. They're on the way.
We already have a couple here right now, so thank you.
All right. You're ready for more. Thank you, John.
You're a good man, Frank. Yeah,
I don't know about that. Thank you.
Bye, guys. Bye, kids.
Well, that'd make me a good man that a couple people are there and more on the way. He's being kind. We'll take a break. We come back. If you want to chat, we're wide open today. We don't have much of an agenda. Got a couple of things for you. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. We'll be back. Big 550 KTRS.
Let's see if the ride home today is a little easier than it was yesterday with Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Dan. It's a lot better start on eastbound 270 than it was yesterday. Right now, you're just a little bit slow from near Lilac to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. So hopefully everybody got the message last night and said, we're going to find a different route. Right now, you've got a stall that's blocking the, it just moved off to the right shoulder on eastbound 64 after Timberlake Manor. Westbound 70, it's slow now at 79 in TR Hughes. Also, eastbound 70 was slowing approaching Grand through St. Louis Avenue. And this traffic report brought to you by Dish Network. Take commercials, call Dish at 1-800-WATCH-TV and ask about Auto Hop. Only with the hopper from Dish, you'll skip commercials automatically and just enjoy primetime shows in HD. Dish, let's watch TV. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on The Carney Show.
Hey, crew, Carney here. Join me for the midweek broadcast tonight. Shelley Lowry from Classic Travel and Cruises will talk about our Mexico getaway, but also some other traveling if you've got planned, some ideas to keep in mind. Legal stuff with Andrew Klein. We'll talk about the Sandusky sentencing and a lot more. And Greg Stebbin with a men's health segment. That sounds pretty full service to me.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you looking for a new kitchen or a new bath? How would you like to only spend $5,000 on your brand new kitchen? Well, you can if you go to Affordable Kitchens and Baths. It's a division of Callier and Thompson. It's the home of the $5,000 kitchen, which includes in-stock all-wood maple cabinetry, 2-centimeter granite counter slabs, and all stainless steel appliances. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. Now, where is it? It's in St. Peter's, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94 in St. Peter's, right between Kisker and Central School Road. Affordable Kitchen and Bath has great financing rates with any project. It's got ding and dent appliances, and as I said, it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94 in St. Peter's, between Kisker and Central School Road, a division of Callier and Thompson, so it's synonymous with quality. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths.
The cane that truly stands alone. The Hurricane is now the fastest selling cane on national TV. Why? Ask our loyal customer, Cindy.
I am an amputee who wears a prosthetic leg. I never dreamt in my wildest dream I would be walking with a cane. I don't cry anymore because I don't have the ability to walk. I cry now for tears of joy because I can walk. I absolutely love it.
The Hurricane is the all-terrain cane. Sand, gravel, snow, the Hurricane keeps you on the go thanks to its proprietary pivoting head.
Wherever I'm at, in the kitchen, or if I'm even at the mailbox, or anywhere I need to use my hand, I can just set it there. It is tremendous. There was no other cane out there that has done what this cane has done for me.
Get the full Hurricane standalone package for a historic price. And now free shipping and 100% money-back guarantee for a full 60 days. Just go to www.tvcane.com to unlock our best value. That's tvcane.com.
After discovering and amassing some of the most sought-after hoards of gold coins of the past 100 years, the New York Mint is announcing the public release from its vaults of the famous $10 gold Indian, struck from 1907 to 1933. It's amazing that this hoard of coins even exists. When the nation was gripped by an economic frenzy in 1933, millions of gold coins were officially recalled and lost forever to government meltdowns. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a limited number of these sought-after $10 gold Indians on a first-come, first-served basis. Call now for free historical information. You'll also receive a collector's DVD absolutely free. Call 1-800-391-9558. all of these magnificent $10 gold Indians are security in uncertain economic times. So both collectors and investors will be eager to get their hands on this important part of American history. Act fast to ensure you don't miss this special opportunity. For free historical information and a free collector's DVD, call 1-800-391-9558. That's 1-800-391-9558.
Does your financial advisor understand your Social Security options and how they fit in your retirement strategy? Like most, they may just say take Social Security as soon as possible. I would imagine they don't really understand the full value of Social Security. Did you know a married couple has 81 different options to choose from? Making the right choice could mean an extra $100,000 or more lifetime income. Join me, Kevin Lloyd, co-host of America's Wealth Management Show on October 18th at noon or 6 p.m. at the Lodge de Pere. Call 314-831-6000. Our Social Security workshop is for those of you that are within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least a $250,000 of investable assets. It's time to start educating yourself about your Social Security. 314-831-6000. Make sure you fully understand all of your 81 different Social Security options and reserve your seat today. Call 314-831-6000.
Securities and investment advisory services are offered through National Planning Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC, and a registered investment advisor. Legacy Wealth Advisors Incorporated and NBC are separate and unrelated companies.
For all things electrical, you should see the friendly experts at Metro Electric Supply. Since 1967, they've been helping people like you with their electrical needs. Switches, energy-saving dimmers, regular and specialty bulbs, breakers, new panels or panel upgrades, replacement parts, and much more at an affordable price and with assistance from people who know what they're doing. For quality service and expert advice, visit any of their 7 convenient locations and experience the Metro Electric Supply difference. For the location nearest you, go to MetroElectricSupply.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Coolest guy that ever lived, Dean Martin, used to say, keep those cards and letters coming in, folks. He didn't say it exactly like that, but keep those phone calls coming. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Here's Michael. Hello, Michael.
Hey, how you doing, Frank? I'm the PM.
I have never been better.
Hallelujah. Hey, I just wanted to tell you that I haven't actually listened to your show for about a decade.
I don't blame you.
My father actually used to listen to it religiously, and he just passed away in February.
Oh, sorry.
And since then, I have been listening to your show nonstop, to the point of my wife swearing she's going to leave me because of it.
You're a lucky man.
but I actually got in her car the other day, and she had it turned to the big 550, so I guess you're rubbing
minute.
Off on her, too.
Oh, there you go. All right.
So
you've become.
Thank you for being such a big part of my dad's life, and thank you for entertaining my wife and I now for the last several months. And I did have a joke for you.
Hang on a minute. I got something for you. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much do you get when you play McDonald's Monopoly for 30 days straight?
Okay, that's not a joke. My idea of a joke is guy walks into a bar, hooker goes in the saloon. But
more of a riddle.
Repeat it. I'll take a run at it anyway. What is it again?
Okay. How much do you get for playing McDonald's Monopoly 30 days straight?
How much do you get for... okay, hang on here. For 30 days straight. Anybody? No?
No.
Nothing?
No,
you got us. We don't know.
25 pounds.
See, I figured. See, that's... What do you do for a living, Michael?
I work at McDonald's.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, I do. My wife and I both do. We're kind of down on our luck, and that's the first place that took us up on a job. My wife's got a bachelor's degree in history and can't get a good job.
Boy, doesn't that say it all about today?
You gotta love this economy.
You know what, though? Good for you for taking what you can get when you get it, and I hope it turns around for you. And that wasn't a really good joke, but I like you anyway.
I knew it wasn't that good. That's why I decided to give it to you.
Okay, and I'm giving it to somebody else. Thank you, Michael.
All right, thank you. Right.
Here's Lisa, everybody. Hello, Lisa.
Hello, Frank. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
Well, I was listening to McGraw this morning, and he was talking about.
I think he's on another station.
No. He's on our morning show. Now.
He works here.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. Well, what did he say?
Well, he was talking about how he got a DWI in '93, and he's had. That's the guy that killed the small child and injured the other person.
McGraw killed a small child.
The guy that hit the 10-year-old and 4-year-old.
I saw this disgusting story. Yeah. This guy has not been a legal driver for 19 years.
You're right. And how in the world is he still on the road when there's other people that have gotten DWIs that are maybe have a couple and immediately slapped with the bracelet on them that where you can't, which is like house arrest. You can't consume alcohol or have the breathalyzer on her hit their car.
Well, McGraw attacks the heavy stuff like that. We don't, but anybody in his right mind would agree that there's something bad wrong with a system that even lets a guy get to the point where he has that many DWIs.
Yes, there is.
Now you can't
I just had an event and I wasn't able to this morning. I've thought about it.
Now, when you say you weren't able to, McGraw wouldn't take your call.
No, I didn't even try. I didn't think he took calls. So.
Well, he's very selective, and he hates women.
Yes.
He doesn't like older people. He doesn't like women. I don't think he likes Asians or black people.
No.
Or young people.
No.
Yeah. He doesn't like children. He hates Halloween. So very few people can get through to him.
Yeah. Okay.
And he's a mean, mean person. But Lisa, we're not, and you call us anytime.
I love you guys. I listen to you every afternoon on the week.
We love you. We love you more, and in a heterosexual way, and a very sexual way. We do love you. Thank you, Lisa.
My pleasure, Frank.
Mine too. Thank you, Lisa.
Okay.
How about the way other personalities here treat their callers, their listeners?
That's awful.
It's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. We don't do that. This is Terry. Hello, Terry.
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
It is my pleasure to be AM in the PM.
See, listen to the enthusiasm. Listen to the you can hear it in the voices of people who call here. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It's your magnetism, Frank.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Well, what can we do for you, Terry?
Well, all you guys are great.
Who's great? Who's actually the greatest?
A professional meeting from last week.
I'm sorry, a professional meeting?
Yes. Okay. I happened to be in Colombia with a group of medical professionals, most of whom I did not know.
Okay.
But in between meetings, we were chatting and one of us in the group of maybe 8 or 10 people said, however.
Uh-oh.
And without missing a single beat, everyone in the group said,
And there's always a however in life. How about that group? That's a good group.
Wow. Loved it. Well, even better, after we had a good laugh at that, we all said, AM in the BM.
Good for you and good for them.
Wow. Yeah,
and I'll bet you can't hear anybody say anyway without hearing Bernice's voice. I can't.
Oh, no, not at all.
Yeah.
In fact, I say it myself.
Well, Terry, that's a good story, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate all you do.
Call anytime. It's like a love fest.
Yeah, it is. Wow, it's nice.
Where's the love? Where's all the love coming from today? I don't know. I will tell you where your next kitchen should come from, or bathroom, or home entertainment room. I found my daughter. I told you my daughter had an intervention. She literally said, this is an intervention. And she said, we're going downstairs and we're going to take all this stuff. I told you I went to one of these industrial shredders last weekend. 200 pounds of papers, old insurance policy. And you all have it. You all have it. You know you do. Get rid of it. I finally got up the nerve. And I don't know what it is. You look at a file and it's got some old bills. Oh, look, this was our electric bill from 1985. So what? Get rid of it. And so I found the folder from Thompson Price, the entire folder, all the information from when they did our kitchen. And I was off. I'd been saying about 18. I think it was 16 years ago. And it was all there from the first blueprint that they gave us. Here's the idea, what we think it should look like, to every appliance. And that I didn't shred. I kept it because I'm not a good record keeper. I don't file things. I'm a disaster. And if somebody had said, see if you can go find and pull the stovetop or the oven or the no, I would have had no idea. But it was in the middle of all this other stuff, and now I have it. And it was kind of fun to look at, because what it made me realize was that to this day, I look at that and I think, wow, was that money well spent? That was a very, very smart decision to let Thompson Price and his people do our kitchen. And then later on a bathroom, and then later on another bathroom. And I'm asking you to consider doing the same thing before you make a decision. Go to this website, thompsonprice.com, or just walk right in the showroom. It's in De Pere. It's on Manchester, about a half mile east of 270, next to McAllister's Deli in the shopping center with TJ Maxx. You don't want to settle for second best when you can do it right. ThompsonPrice.com.
Now let's go to Tim Weiland with a look at traffic. Tim?
Thanks, Dan. Well, if you're traveling eastbound 70, it looks like you've got some heavy pockets starting around Shreve, and then it becomes stop and go. Approaching Grand through St. Louis Avenue, eastbound 270, that's running heavy now from between Belt Mountain and Lilac to the Chain of Rocks Bridge on eastbound 270. Southbound 270, it's running pretty slow now from Highway 64 down through Doherty Ferry. Looks like westbound 44 looks good. Eastbound 64 running just a little bit slow from Jefferson through Union Station. This traffic report brought to you by Subway. This October at Subway, get a free 6-inch sub when you buy any 6-inch sub with any drink before 9 a.m. That's right, free from the fresh toasted Sunrise Subway melt to the tender turkey breast. This October, wake up and taste how good free can be. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the new era as Mizzou joins the SEC. Tune in this Saturday for Mizzou football, presented by Lions Choice, Royal Gate Automotive, and Walter Knoll Florists on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, folks, bear with me. Let me double up here a little bit so that we don't get too far behind. Because coming up after the news, we have Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Oof, you have pets. Be poised and ready to dial in and get on the screen. You can talk to Dr. Doug. This is the promotion from First Community Credit Union that they call 100 Reasons. It's their 100 Reasons of Fall, 100 Reasons to Switch to First Community Credit Union. In this case, switch your auto loan. Now, the first reason would be because you're probably going to save money. The rate's going to be lower and your car payment's going to be less. Here's another reason. If you do it in the month of October, and, well, what do you know? We're in the month of October. You're going to get $100 deposited in your First Community account through the month of October. All the details are on their website, but very simply, oh, this is the last day, too, for the cooler promotion, the big 60-quart Missouri Tiger cooler. Man, if you could close on an auto loan today, you really hit pay dirt, because you get the $100 in your account, you get the chance to win the cooler. The whole schmear, as somebody once said. Check their website out. All the information is there. How about that? Probably a lower car payment, the better rate, $100 in your account to boot. FirstCommunity.com. Don't go away. Dr. Doug Pernikoff is coming up on the Big 550.